This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
It is Friday, October the 25th of 2024. We are 10 days? 14, 13, 12.
Pretty sure it's
11.
10 days.
11. Wait. Okay. 14 was on Tuesday.
Okay.
13 was Wednesday. 12 was Thursday. So 11 days.
11 days. Okay.
I got to do it's early for the math, but we are 11 days from the general election. Yep, we are getting closer and closer. Of course, many people in the state of Wisconsin have already voted. But again, it is Friday, October the 25th, 2024, 11 days from Election Day, 6 days from Halloween. Currently in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Overcast skies, temperature stands at 47 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on 98.9 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coming up today on the program, we'll talk about the weekend forecast with meteorologist Brittany Merlot. She'll be with us in about 13 minutes or so at 8:21 a.m. Then at 8:34, we'll have a discussion with 69th Assembly District Democratic nominee Roger Halls. He is running for the State Assembly in 11 days. And then at 9:20, we will talk Wisconsin sports with Paul Miklik. Of course, a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. A big one for the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow night, taking on third-ranked Penn State at Camp Randall Stadium under the lights. The Packers will try to continue their winning ways as they will travel to Jacksonville, take on the Jaguars on Sunday. Both the Badgers and the Packers have won their last three games. Try to keep it where it's a perfect weekend for football fans here in the state. The Milwaukee Bucks are underway. They had their first game on Wednesday night, a very impressive win against the Bucks. They beat the 76ers in their opener. They have their home opener at Pfizer Forum tonight against the Bulls. And of course, the start of high school football playoffs tonight. We have a couple of games right here on 98.9 WXCO. In fact, tonight I will be heading south to the Madison area as the Wausau West Warriors will meet Wanakee in a Division I, Level 1 playoff. I'll be on the air live from Wanakee High School, starting with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And Jeremy Cole will be with the Newman Catholic football team. We'll be talking to the coach coming up later in the show, but he'll be heading west over to Chippewa Falls. Jeremy Cole will be there as well as Newman Catholic takes on McDonald Catholic in Chippewa Falls. Coverage is live on the Sports 2 stream of BullFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. And that game will also air on a delay basis following the Wausau West game here on 98.9 WXCO. In case you're wondering, we've had some changes on our Bull Falls Radio website. So to listen on the website, bowfallsradio.com, I'm looking at it right now. So if you're looking at it right now, if you're thinking of, hey, I want to catch that Newman Catholic football game tonight, not on the app, but on the website, bowfallsradio.com, pull it up right now. And if you look at it, you'll see in the upper left corner, there will be three buttons. Listen Live, which is where you'll get the Wausau West game tonight against Wanakee. Then it will say Sports 2 and Sports 3. And tonight, if you want to catch Newman Catholic at 6:40 this evening and 7 o'clock for the kickoff, you just click on the Sports 2. And then at the bottom, you have the streaming icon. And right now, it's on WXCO, Bow Falls Radio. That's the default, the Listen Live default. But if you hit the Sports 2, it will automatically go to the Sports 2, and you'll be able to listen to the game live on that Sports 2 stream. Mm-hmm. And again, it's also, I would say, very apropos of you to go to your app store. If you don't already have the Civic Media app, search Civic Media at your app store. Download the free Civic Media app, and then you'll have all 20 of the Civic Media radio stations. And the fifth one down will be 98.9 WXCO. Click on that, and then you'll be able to open it up and listen as well, either live to the Wausau West game or live right now, in fact, to this program, or on the Sports 2 stream, listen to Newman Catholic. So again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out, and we will make sure that you are able to catch the Newman game live on the Sports 2 stream tonight on BowFallsRadio.com and the Civic Media app. So it'll be a fun Friday night, an exciting Friday night. We'll talk about the area action in high school playoff football a little bit later on here in the program as well. But before we go any further, we need to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
What are you up to this weekend?
Oh, let's see. Don't really have a too much going on theater-wise. However, last night I was able to see a true West at the Whitewater Music Hall. I was able to go out for their opening night, and it was a very full house. I was very impressed to see, you know, so many people who came out for the opening night for this show, and just watching the show itself was incredible. I can honestly say that I have never seen a show like this before. It was intriguing. It was a show that makes you think. I mean, there was so much happening. I mean, there was a lot of heart and also a lot of humor as well. I mean, the characters themselves were just fantastic. I mean, Joseph Hawkins, who we had on our show, I mean, he did such a great job in his role. And my good friend, Dan Thompson, who was also on the show as well, I mean, he told me after the show that the role he had was definitely a challenge for him, but he really, you know, he really worked hard, and he did the character incredibly well. And Paul Mathis and Sarah Rudolph as well, also good friends of mine, and they did great jobs as well. Just the whole show was just incredibly well done. And if you haven't seen it yet, they have shows tonight and tomorrow as well at 7 o'clock at Whitewater Music Hall. So be sure to get your tickets.
Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow night and watch it.
Because tonight, I think you're really going to enjoy it.
Tonight I'm a little busy, but tomorrow night I will be heading over there and looking forward to it. And yeah,
just a well-done show.
You said it. I saw on the Wausau Community Theater Facebook page, they had a picture of the crowd, and it was very, very big. Mm-hmm. And they, again, it's a very intimate setting. It's, again, if you've been to plays before in, say, you know, at UWSP at Wausau, or even at some of the high schools,
yeah,
you know, they have, you know, the theater itself. You sit in the house, and then there's the proscenium, and you watch the show. But this is in the round, and it's, you're right on top of the action. If you sit in the front row, you're almost on stage. You're almost part of the play itself. So
yeah, it feels like a black box theater.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It's very much a different kind of feel than a normal show. And again, I've said this before, and again, it's wonderful, the shows that you guys bring out, those musicals, but it sure is nice to see, I think, a straight play once in a while as well, where you're able to use maybe some of the other muscles as an audience, and also some of the different muscles as a performer as well.
I think that's why they started doing this theater on the side, because they've been doing this for 5 years now, and they put out some really incredible shows so far. I think they're actually doing another one in April.
Oh, the spring.
I remember what it was called, but it was a show I never heard of before, but it was called Home I'm Darling, which is a play on the phrase, Darling, I'm home.
Right. But yeah, if you have an opportunity tonight or tomorrow night, take advantage. Again, Whitewater Music Hall.
It's a beautiful venue.
Wausau Community Theater, True West. We got an approval here from Ian on the production, so if you can take that, you can take that to the bank. You're going to enjoy yourself again for a wonderful price and be able to enjoy the program. Again, Wausau Community Theater tonight and tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Also coming up, we're going to talk a little bit as we get closer and closer to the election. And again, what were you reading right now in terms of some of the... it is almost treasonous. And again, I don't use that term lightly, hearing that Elon Musk is having communications with Vladimir Putin. I mean, that is craziness. And I think at this point that both candidates, and including Vice President Harris, needs to be asked, are we going to continue to allow to have Elon Musk have so much control, whether it is through the space program, whether it's through satellites? There are so many different areas that he has so much incredible power. But again, from Apple News, apple.news, there was a story yesterday, Elon Musk's secret conversations with Vladimir Putin. Regular contacts between the world's richest man and America's chief antagonist raise security concerns. Topics include geopolitics, business, and personal matters. I think the vice president needs to be asked. I think Mr. Trump needs to be asked. We cannot have somebody that is buddy-buddy with Vladimir Putin having the highest level of security clearance and having so much power within this country, getting incredible amounts of subsidies from the American government and more. So again, that's something I hope to discuss a little bit later on in the program as well. Very, very, very concerning indeed. So again, lots going on in these final days, the last week and a half before Election Day 2024. Coming up again in just a little bit, we'll be joined by 69th Assembly candidate Roger Halls. But coming up next, we are going to talk to our meteorologist, Brittany Merloa, find out what the weather has in store for us on this weekend. Can you expect warm temperatures? Can you expect cooler temperatures? Will it be sunny? We're going to talk about it all with Brittany Merloa coming up next. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. It is the Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Right now, overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our studios here at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 46 degrees. Well, what can we expect as we get into our Friday if you're heading out to maybe watch some of those high school football playoff games first time in 17 years Wausau East hosting a playoff game at Tom Field. If you're heading to Tom Field or anywhere else throughout central Wisconsin tonight or even throughout the weekend, what to expect? Well, the person that always has the correct information is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. TGIF, everyone.
Absolutely. Well, last night I was laying in bed, trying to fall asleep between 10:30 and 11 o'clock, and I heard the rain. It actually sounded to me at my place in Weston like it was actually coming down fairly significantly, at least for a little while. Was I correct? Did we get any kind of significant rainfall, especially in my area in Weston, but maybe throughout the Wausau area generally?
Sure. I wouldn't call it significant. I would call like an inch or so pretty significant rainfall, but you've got a moderate amount. Quarter of an inch definitely fell into central Wisconsin, if not more in some areas. Near half an inch was recorded in certain areas. So it was a good amount. We needed it. It's not going to reverse the drought conditions, unfortunately, but I think by next week we'll start to see some of those conditions get better because we have a big storm brewing for the spooky holiday, Halloween.
Yep, exactly right. How much rain do we need to get out of the current issue, especially around here, maybe throughout the state of Wisconsin, because we have been talking about it for now quite a few weeks. Some areas officially under drought conditions, others at the very least close to that. How much precipitation will we need to sort of turn the tide on that?
That's a really, really good question. It's going to vary for different areas, but it's a touchy question, actually. You don't want 2 inches of rain all at once,
right?
Because when the soil is so dry, it has nowhere to go. It doesn't know how to evaporate or, absorb it yet. So that's not good, but you want it in moderation, but more frequent events. That is the best way. So more systems coming through where we have, a rainy night, then a dry day, then another rainy day, then a dry day. That kind of pattern gets us out of it quickest. But if we're going to have these systems so spread out, then I guess we'll take what we can get. And if we get an inch next week, then it's better than nothing, that's for sure. So
right.
I'd say a couple of inches right now, because we are 4 inches on average in a deficit right now. So
this weekend, right now it feels like a normal autumn morning. It's a bit chilly, a little overcast, but the temperatures are going to kind of be fall-like for the weekend, aren't they?
Yes, very sunny and seasonal. Those are the two words you need to remember, sunny and seasonal. It's going to be gorgeous tomorrow, honestly. Highs hitting in those mid-50s, calm winds. But then we will start to see the winds shift out of the south on Sunday, and it's going to start to pump our temperatures up to near 60. So a little bit cooler on Saturday, a little bit warmer on Sunday, but windier. And then we really start to see a spike in temperatures to start off next week. We soar well above average again. And this is all ahead of that bigger system that I was talking about. So that the way low pressures kind of spin around, it really sucks in that warmth out ahead of it and then slams us with the cold behind it. So that's what's happening next week. Warm up early, rain, and maybe even possibly some snow mixing in into northern portions. We could see that here. A little too far out to say because, that freezing line fluctuates and changes as the days go on. But there is the potential of this wintry mix, or mainly just rain moving in Wednesday, Thursday, and then trying to kick on out of here. And as it kicks on out of here, it's going to drag us down to the 50s, upper 40s, and that's kind of the trend as we cruise through the rest of the season, or the next few weeks. It's going to keep falling and falling, so no more near 80 degrees until after Tuesday is the last day.
We tied a record recently. Are we going to get close to a record on Tuesday as we get those temperatures mid to upper 70s?
Oh, I'm sure we are. I haven't looked at that exact day, but I'm sure of it, because 79 into portions of the southern parts of the state, we're looking at a high of 77 on Tuesday. That's got to be close.
And bottom line is, for folks who want to get out, we've talked about this for so many weeks, take advantage, but every weekend turns into a very nice weekend, and it's like it never ends. But are you going to take advantage again this weekend? Got any big plans?
Absolutely. I'm going to be hiking. I'm still doing that mammoth challenge for the Ice Age Trail. So the goal was to get 44 miles within the month of October. So I am going to do probably about a 25-mile hike this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday. I don't exactly know which segment yet, but I'll be out there doing something.
All right. Well, what are the details for today and this weekend?
gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. High pressure moves in as the day goes on. So more and more sunshine. It'll be a good evening. Temperatures today into those upper 50s. We slide right to the freezing mark overnight tonight, and then tomorrow hang out in the mid-50s, calm winds, beautiful skies, and right back down to the freezing mark tomorrow night. Then the warm-up starts on Sunday. Winds start to whip again, highs near 60, and then mild conditions, 66 for Monday and 76 for Tuesday, with more and more clouds building in as that rain is targeting Wednesday and Thursday.
All right, we are going to get out there, really enjoy it. I know you will. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you again bright and early Monday morning.
Bye, Brittany.
Sounds good.
TGIF.
Bye, guys.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. Again, right now in downtown Wausau, overcast skies, 47 degrees is the temperature. Winds are out of the west at 8 miles per hour, so the wind chill is 43. The dew point is 43 degrees, relative humidity of 86%, the barometer at 29.99 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. Coming up, we'll get an information update. We're going to find out what's going on in terms of national and international news, statewide news as well from our folks in the Madison office of our news division. We'll have our local and area news and weather, and then Mike Clemens will also have sports. So everything you need to know within a nice, tidy four-minute package coming up. And then after that, we are going to talk about, again, Election Day coming up, and we're going to talk about the 69th Assembly District, which involves portions of northwestern Marathon County and points to the west, much of Clark County as well. And we'll talk to the Democratic nominee, Roger Halls, coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:35, overcast skies, 47 degrees here in downtown Wausau. And as I mentioned earlier, we are 11 days away from the election. Election Day, a week and a half away. It's been a long grind for the candidates, and I think a long grind for the people watching many of the commercials, but we're almost getting there, and we continue to talk to some of the folks that are running for office in the central Wisconsin area. And the 69th Assembly District is part of the western part of our listening area. It's got portions of western and northwestern Marathon County. It's got a piece of southern, south-central, southeastern Taylor County, and a big portion of Clark County as well. And there are three candidates, a Democrat, a Republican, and an Independent that are running for office. And we're very happy to welcome back to the program the Democratic nominee for the 69th Assembly District, Roger Halls. And Roger, good to see you again.
Hey, thank you so much for having me back.
I was asking you during the information update about how it's going, and you know, you sound very positive about it. But before we talk about delving some of the issues, I think something to underline is not only are you trying to run for office in this, you know, rather significant area of West Central Wisconsin, you're still doing your job. You're still a father and a family man.
Right.
How do you try to balance it all when you're running for office like this?
Well, it's very difficult. I really only get like one, maybe 2 hours after work every night to actually go out, knock doors, talk to people. So I don't get to make a lot of the things that I'd like to meet, like city council meetings or anything like that. But trying to balance family life, I try to take Sundays as my day with the wife and kids. Mm-hmm. And that's been working very well for us.
The last time you were here, you were talking about how your daughters were very much involved in this mm-hmm. campaign, so excited. Has that continued as it's continued? Because it's been a long grind. Has the enthusiasm stayed up there with the family?
It really has. It has. My one daughter that was helping me out with like all my marketing stuff, she actually picked up a second job besides her other job and going to school full time too. So she's been taking more of a backseat, but she has still been very involved in everything.
Where is home base again for you?
Stanley, Wisconsin, right in my my work office.
And in terms of previous public service work, what is your background for folks who may have missed the first conversation?
Right. So I did. I served active duty military mm-hmm. from 2000 to 2004, and then from 2012 to about 2018, I did sit on the Stanley City Council. And at that point, I had started working pretty heavily with Children's Miracle Network and Big Brothers Big Sisters and a few other veterans organizations. And I just felt that my time was better spent with those organizations. And so that's when I stopped with the city council. And I've been honestly loving every minute working with the kids. Mm-hmm.
Giving back. And one of the things, again, I don't think people understand is that the folks who decide to plunge into this, and it's not easy, and obviously you put yourself out there in a way that is, I think, you know, anybody, I think all three of the people that are going to be on the ballot in your district deserve kudos for just putting themselves right out there. Why did you decide to take this plunge? Because what you said last time around, you have more than enough, I think, to do good things. But why this position? Why did you say, this is a position that I think I have the skill set and I have the passion to work at?
Right. Well, I think the skill is going to come with the job. Just like any other job, you learn most by actually doing it.
Right.
Again, when I was here last time, I had talked about my daughters and how upset they were with the Dobbs decision that came out. And I realized that they didn't know that there were actually people out there backing them up, you know, that there mm-hmm. were people out there fighting for them. And I just wanted to show them that, hey, you know, we are fighting for you. Family is here. I've got your back. And then in the process of the campaign, they have learned other people have their back too. That they maybe didn't see before, like Tammy and a bunch of the other candidates that are running in our area that we've gotten to meet, Harris Walls, mm-hmm. everybody. They've just and that's pretty much one reason why I wanted to do that, is I wanted to show them and other family members that, hey, you know, I'm fighting for you. I want your best interests. I want everybody to be successful.
Let me ask you about, say, that.
Yep.
That issue and maybe the LGBTQ issues that mm-hmm. you've actually talked about as well. Yep. When you look at this area, again, it's not what you call a large metropolitan area. There's right. not what you call the large urban areas within this district. And you go around, you do talk to the folks, you do get out there and try to say, hey, I'm Roger Halls, I'm running for state assembly, and talk about those issues. What have you heard specifically from what we would, you know, maybe from 10,000 feet, you look down at the map, you say, oh, those are some rather conservative areas. But when you have those conversations door to door, what have you heard specifically about maybe some of those issues that you would think would be a little more difficult to talk about in more rural areas?
Right. Well, as far as LGBTQ, I think everybody has somebody in their family that is part of that community. And I don't think they realize that, you know, there are laws trying to be passed that are anti-LGBTQ. I mean, what they say in the 23-24 session, there was 24 bills brought up that were anti-LGBTQ. So, you know, I think a lot of people understand that, like, if they think about it, you know, yes, that is a family member. I do know that person. You know, maybe it isn't as bad as we think it is out there.
That's interesting, because again, I think if you were just someone that watches maybe some of the advertisements, especially at some of the higher level mm-hmm. Races, there are these hot button issues they try to get people so juiced up over. So basically, you're saying that on the ground, you're finding that maybe we're a lot closer than maybe people think.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. From my conversations, I do believe that. And I think honestly that if you can get through a lot of that, advertising that you were just talking about, that if you can ingrain that little seed of thought in their head and make them actually think about it logically, you know, a lot of them actually come around and they're just like, okay, well, maybe everything I've been hearing isn't as bad as they make it seem.
Again, we're talking to 69th State Assembly Democratic nominee Roger Halse here on 98.9 WXCO. As you continue knocking on those doors, having those conversations, what are some of the other issues that come up time and time again?
Well, it really varies on the different areas that we are in. Like on the eastern part of the district towards the Athens area, like windmills are like a really big issue there. And then as I go further west, nobody talks about them.
Real quickly, what is the issue with windmills?
As far as I know, it's like towards the Athens area, people just don't want them. They think that the companies are just going to come in and either steal your land to put them up, or they're just going to put them up and as they fall apart, they're just going to stay there and not clean them up or anything like that. So, and a lot of people just say they just flat out don't want to be looking at them all the time.
And what other issues maybe in other areas of the district are you hearing about?
Right. As I move further west, it is a lot of it has to do with I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought here. As I move further west, then we start getting into a lot more of the people. And I'm not saying they don't talk about it in Athens either. But right, I mean, the further west we go, the more it concentrates on affordable housing, affordable health care, affordable child care, you know, the basic things. As I move north, I know a lot of people start being concerned about PFAS contamination. You know, so I mean, like I said, it really depends on what area you're looking at.
When you do get the questions about the affordable housing issue, what do you tell them?
Well, I just tell them that I do think that there are things that the state government can do. We can possibly put out like some kind of like tax incentive for builders to actually build affordable housing. There's zoning reforms that we could make. And basically what we need to do is I feel like that we just need to really just increase the amount of housing out there.
I mentioned to you before you came on the air, and I was looking at some of the articles that were talking about, you know, the conversations with you and your two opponents. And I said, one of the questions where I was impressed with one of your opponents, the independent candidate, said that basically people would say people in Madison are not doing anything.
Right.
They're not getting anything done. Do you agree with that thought?
I have to say that there are a lot of things that that I agree with that statement. And that independent candidate, I think he's got a lot of really good ideas. But that one, too, I did really latch on to as well. Because I know that there were, what do you call them, like emergency sessions that Evers called. And basically they gaveled in, gaveled out, and they were done. You know, it was like, and I just feel like that we do sit in a, you know, a legislature that's controlled by Republicans. And unfortunately, it seems like they don't want to do a lot of the things that need to be done.
And obviously, there's a lot of excitement throughout the state of Wisconsin because of the new lines that have been drawn and the opportunity that either Democrats can take control of the state assembly or at the very least make it much more competitive, because that would mean you have to have maybe a lot more that dirty word for some people, compromise. I often ask candidates the word compromise, and there are some. I've had a person I talked to one time who said, yeah, absolutely, that is a dirty word. I have my beliefs. I'm here to serve the people that support me. I'm somebody that is going to – I am not going to be one of those mealy-mouthed politicians who compromises. The word compromise to you, what does that mean?
I honestly think that it just means working together for the best of the people in the district. You know, we may not be able to get everything we want, but I feel like that if we were to work together, we both could come to a good conclusion and be able to pass some decent bills.
prices and going to the supermarket. Yep. And again, that's something that people talk about a lot. I think there's a lot more nuance to it than mm-hmm. maybe a lot of the writers and even the candidates see. What is your take? And obviously, we went through a very difficult time in this country and throughout the world right. post-pandemic when it came to increased prices and inflation. What's your take on it? I know that in a lot of sense that the state assembly doesn't have a lot of control about right. over it, but your general sense about that issue, because I'm sure people talk about that as well.
Right, right. And what I try to tell people with that is like I don't like using the word inflation, especially right now, because I feel like we are pretty on par with the 2% national inflation that we've had. But I think when COVID hit, supply lines died, and obviously there was still a demand. So, I mean, economics, supply and demand, prices went up, and that's the way things are supposed to go. But when the supply lines came back, prices never went back down.
Right.
And so I really feel that instead of inflation at this point, we're just looking at straight up greed and price gouging.
And that's something that Senator Baldwin has talked about at the federal level, and she's able, obviously, to have more of a direct impact by legislation right. federally. But there is proof of that. And I imagine that, you know, during the course of the campaign, you have to kind of, you know, have these discussions and the facts. I imagine that during your door knocking and when you're talking to folks, just making sure that you're on the same playing field when it comes to the facts of a discussion has been something that I think in this era is more of a challenge, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, it is. And I mean, I do come across a lot of people that you know, they watch different news programs, listen to different things, and they do
Fox
think
Fox News and yeah. WSAU.
Yeah,
and,
right. You know, so they do think that this is inflation and this is caused by the government. And I'm just like, well, it's nothing bad with it, but I mean, this is capitalism working for you. I mean, this is what it does.
And we're going to come back after a very short timeout, have a few more minutes with Roger Hall, who again is the Democratic nominee for the 69th Assembly District. It's coming down the stretch here, the final 11 days. In fact, people are out there voting for you right now.
Right.
That's got to be kind of exciting,
yeah,
knowing
is.
That people are seeing your name and actually checking the box. But we'll have more with Roger Hall coming up in just a few moments. The time is 8:48. Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO. In the corner, out of the grid. When they ask me, what are you looking at? I always answer, nothing much, not much. I think they know that I'm looking at them. I think they think I must be out of touch, but I'm only in the outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue. And if you want me, you can find me left of center.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 8:52 on this Friday morning, the 25th of October, talking to Roger Halls, the Democratic nominee for the 69th Assembly District. But right at the end of the last segment, I said, you know, your name is on the ballot. People are voting for you. And when I've talked to some people that even, you know, there was a candidate for the state senate that I have on this program very often, and he's, you know, he lost his election. It was in a very, again, conservative mm-hmm. area, and he lost it by about, you know, 20 points or so. But yet he talks about the number of people that got in the booth and voted right. for him. That what a thrill that is,
right.
that thousands of people said that they wanted him to be the person that went to the state senate. I imagine there's that certain thrill that even before we find out whether or not you're going to get the job or not, but just knowing that there are people out there willing to go into the booth and see your name and say, yes, I want you to be the state assemblyman.
Right, right. I mean, even when I was running for city council, you know, and I was running unopposed and I would win the seat with, you know, 14 votes, you know, it was still an amazing experience that I was on the ballot. I was part of this amazing democratic process.
I wanted to mention here a quote that I found on one of the Q&As with you and the incumbent Ms. Hurd and also the independent Mr. Kelly, and talking about what people are talking about. And I asked you about this, and you mentioned, I think, some, I think, very important topics, and it was very different. And I mentioned the fact that your independent opponent said that basically, you know, the idea of not getting anything done. What the incumbent, Ms. Hurd, said, the number one issue, way far and above, is the economy. She says they are very upset about it. It is expensive, which I think we can agree on. But then she says, everybody says they're worried about gas prices. Well, number one, gas prices are down. So, again, if you're worried about gas prices, wait a year or two, and I think you're going to be a little bit more worried. Because, again, there's ebbs and flows with it. Right now, the ebb is downward. So then the thing that kind of bothered me, and I want to get your thoughts on it, the second thing they're most concerned about is illegals. The borders. And first of all, illegals, I thought, was a bit of a slur right there. And then she says, they're afraid. And most of them have heard about Abbotsford, and they've heard that this was not a good situation. I mentioned to you that I do a sports program. I had the football coach from Abbotsford, and he talked about the positives of the folks that moved to Abbotsford, who have gone into their schools and have joined together as part of a very successful football team, and there are challenges, obviously, because they don't have the same kind of background within the sport and everything else, but there are challenges, but it's worked very well. So the idea, again, of telling people outside Abbotsford, oh, there's real big troubles, maybe there are some, but the conversation I had with somebody right in the middle of it was completely different. What do you take by when she says those are the main issues that she hears about when she's knocking on doors?
All I can say is that I'm not talking to those same people. You know, I don't get those issues. Immigration really does not come up for me unless I end up getting a name wrong on a list and talking to, unfortunately, a Republican voter. That's the only time that it really comes up. But, I mean, you got to think with, like, immigration, you know, with a lot of immigrants moving into our areas, they're revitalizing some of our smaller towns. You know, we've got you know, I know of quite a few in my area that have opened up restaurants right on the main streets in Stanley and Thorpe, and you know, they're bringing new business into town.
And also something that we talked about off air is, there are certain things you can do as a state assembly person. You're not being elected to go to Washington to be working on the border issue specifically, whether it was in the House or the Senate. I think sometimes when you have the balls moving around like this, what are the things that maybe, again, I think beyond the issues, but should you be elected? When you go down there, are there specific issues that you would, even if they're not the highest priority, but that you would be excited to try to help in some way, maybe that we haven't talked about?
Right. Well, for me, one big thing, because I work in IT professionally, I would really love to see rural broadband come out. I think that's a huge thing. I think that would just open up so much opportunity for education, business. A lot of our small businesses here, they don't have to compete just locally. Then they can get online and become a global, you know, competitor in things. You know, education is a big one as well for rural broadband. Because then you can go to college. You don't have to worry about making it to university. That might be 2-3 hours away. You can do it right from your living room. And that's currently what I do too now. I take a cybersecurity class out of Appleton, you know, because it's a great course.
And that's actually interesting about the rural broadband, because I've had on this program folks on the Marathon County Board, and that's the same issue. And when I think about, the idea of having this incredible budget surplus, when you could put some of that money towards that, where it would have such a tangible effect on people's lives. And I imagine that's, again, something you look at, because some of these issues that we hear about, whether it's on commercials or just hot-button issues, they don't have the tangible effect on people's lives that somebody in a position such an assembly, going to the state assembly would have. I imagine that's something you want to talk about as well when you go knocking on those doors.
Right, exactly. You know, because that's one thing I found out by knocking doors and campaigning as well, too, is that in these districts, more rural districts, it's all much more compressed. Yes, people hear the national stuff, you know, but they also want to know, like, how is this stuff going to benefit me?
The best government is the government closest to you, right? Right. I mean, it really is, where you talk about issues that affect maybe just this block of a community, let alone a community. But and that's one of the interesting things I imagine that you've learned going through this process. Well, Roger Halls, again, thank you for coming in.
It's been a pleasure.
Enjoy the last 11 days and best of luck on election night.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Absolutely. 69th Assembly District Democratic nominee Roger Halls. Coming up is another information update, news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, and then we'll have hour number two of the program. It's Friday, 8:58 here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.